my salvation. Go to the stone the builders rejected. Run to the mountain, and the mountain stands by me. Shelter when I need a friend, I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. Go to the stone the builders rejected. Right to the mountain, and the mountain stands by me. Stone the builders rejected. Right to the mountain, and the mountain stands by me.
Stands by me. The earth all around me is sinking sand, but on Christ the solid rock I stand.
When I need a shelter, I go to the rock.
Where do I go? No foundation stable. I go to the rock. I know He's able. I go to the rock.
I go to the rock of my salvation.
Go to the stone that the builders rejected.
Run to the mountain.
The
mountain stands by me.
He stands by me.
Aren't you glad you've got a rock to go to? Aren't you glad you've got a revelation of what you believe? Aren't you glad it's been made real to you? Somebody say praise the Lord. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning, isn't it? Amen. I didn't get to be here last night, but I heard that you just had a tremendous, tremendous time in the Lord. Brother Andrew Glover just preached the word of the Lord. And so we're glad that you're here again this morning. I believe God's going to visit with us again today. Do you believe that with all your heart? Did you come expecting something from the Lord today? I believe you'll get it if you'll just pull on the gift of God. I believe you'll get exactly what the Lord has in store for you today. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Turn around. We're not standing, but you don't have to. Just turn around and look at somebody. Tell them you're glad to see them in the house of the Lord this morning. You don't have to stand up to tell somebody something, do you? Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, we're in a hectic time of the year, aren't we? It's hustle, bustle, and all that stuff, but I'm glad that God has given us a sense of direction. I'm glad God has given us our goal. We know where our goal is set toward. It's eternal life. You believe that with all your heart. And it's not ho, 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 but it's glory, 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 hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to just let you stay seated while we look at our prayer requests. We've got a lot of needs this morning that we want to let you know about. If you would, remember Bryson Henley, that's our grandson. He wrestles for the school over in Bristol and had a pretty serious knee or leg injury yesterday. If you'd remember him in prayer, we'd appreciate that very much. Sister Ruth from Canada said she's needing prayers, just seeking the will of the Lord, that God would give her a desire of her heart she's been waiting a long time for. The Lord knows all about the need and also other issues that she's just seeking the will of the Lord in her life. So let's pray that God would just be mindful of her situations today. I want to pray for Brother Ed Wilkinson from England. Sister Margaret wrote and said that the doctors have given him 3 months to live, so they're asking that we just pray for that situation. Brother Sam Clark, back at the emergency room, severe back pain this morning, so we certainly want to pray for Brother Sam that the Lord would be mindful of him today. Sister Sherry and Brother Bobby Hayton, they want to give thanks to the Lord for protecting both of their mothers on Friday night. One of them was in a terrible car accident without any injuries. They want to praise the Lord for that. The other one's house caught fire. She just happened to be gone. At the time, one of the pets passed away from the smoke. And they just want to praise the Lord that for God's hand of protection. So we praise the Lord for that. Ben and Charity Lawson, homesick, not feeling well this morning. Let's pray for those folks. Brother Carter Lawson wants us to remember Nadine Finch in prayer, sick. Also has some special unspoken prayer requests that the Lord knows all about. Brother Daniel Nunley says, please continue to remember Jeff Nunley in prayer. He is still in a coma. They want to wake him up naturally, so they're just asking that we would remember his situation as we pray today. Dorothy and Carlton, bad health problems. We'll just commit those folks to the Lord this morning. Want to pray for Selah Clark. She's at home sick with flu symptoms. A very bad cough. Sister Bonnie Potter sends that in. Joel Moyer and family wants to be remembered in prayer. Satan has really given them a battle. Many problems. Need the Lord to come on the scene for situations in their life. Brother Phil Horniak wants us to remember his sister-in-law concerning family matters. We'll just commit those needs unto the Lord. Understand Sister Betty Jo Waller is showing signs of improvement still in the intensive care unit in the hospital. We'll remember her as we pray today. All those that are sick with flu and different things in our assembly, just pray that the Lord would be mindful of those folks as well. We're serving a wonderful risen Lord Jesus, aren't we? And I love Him, and I know you do too. Do you love Him with all your heart this morning? You have an unspoken prayer request you'd like for this group to pray about? Brother John Horniak, would you come this morning? Let's stand, if you will. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. We'll just commit these things unto the Lord. Ask Him to have His divine will in every situation in this service today. Love you, buddy. Appreciate you.
How much we love you, Lord. We want to tell you, Lord Jesus, that you're the best thing that ever happened to us, Lord. We want to let you know, Lord Jesus, that we're grateful, Lord, that you, Lord, you dug down in the miry clay, Lord, and you picked us up, Lord, and you're making us vessels of honor, Lord Jesus. And Lord, it's not any strength of our own, Lord, but it's you moving in us, Lord, and we're so thankful for it, Lord. We know, Lord Jesus, that you're the potter, Lord, and many things, even the things that I hold in my hand, Lord Jesus, they have to come against us, Lord, just to show that you're a healer. Just to show that you're a provider. Just to show, Lord Jesus, that you move in miraculous ways, Lord. And Father God, the whole reason that you became God is so that we would worship you and to lift you up. And Lord Jesus, you wanted to express your attributes, Father God. Lord, we believe that you are a healer. We believe, Father God, that you are a comforter. We believe, Lord Jesus, that you can move in a mighty way today, Lord. Your arm is not too short, Father. And we believe, Lord Jesus, that you can come on the scene for each and every one of these requests. Each and every hand that was lifted, Father God, you're mindful, Lord. And we're thankful, Lord Jesus, that you love us so much that you want to express yourself to us, Lord. And Father, we thank you for the opportunity that you're giving us, Lord, to see you move. We want to worship you and praise you, Lord Jesus, in this service and in all these miracles that you're wanting to do in our lives, Father God. We hope that we can have the faith to raise up to that level, Lord, and we believe that you can step behind us, Father, and give us that faith, Father. We ask, Lord Jesus, that you would just have your way in this service, Lord. Lord, we pray that you anoint the musicians, the song leader, the participants, Lord Jesus. We ask, Lord Jesus, that you would just come down. Anoint the minister, Father God. We need to hear from you, Lord. It's a desperate cold hour out there, Lord, but we know that you've turned on the light, Lord. We love you, Lord. We thank you for it. Just be here, Lord. We thank you for it in your precious name. Amen.
Ushers, if you'll come at this time, we'll receive the morning tithe and offering you give us unto the Lord. If you're a visitor here today with us in the service, we certainly want to welcome you. Glad to have you. All those that are streaming, we pray this service would be a blessing to those folks as well. Let me make an announcement or so. Today would be the last day that you'll be able to make changes for the new church directory. This includes if you've done away with your home phone and you're just going to cell phone service. They need that information in the library. So remember that today is the last day for you to do that. If you need to make changes to put in the new church directory, please do that today. Now that you're standing, turn around and shake somebody's hand. Greet them in the name of the Lord. Tell them you're glad to see them in church on Sunday morning. Let's sing that one more time. I go to the rock. Brothers, play like you really believe it this morning. I go to the rock of my salvation. Go to the stone the builders rejected. Run to the mountain and the mountain stands by me.
Solid rock I see.
When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. Yes, I go to the rock of my salvation. Go to the stone the builders rejected. Run to the mountain, the mountain stands by me.
Look all around me, is sinking sand. But on the rise, the solid rock I stand.
When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock.
Where do I hide?
Oh, sing it, buddy.
Till the storms have all passed over.
Where do I run to?
When the winds of sorrow threaten, is there a
time of tribulation,
when my soul needs consolation,
oh, I go
to the rock.
Oh, let's sing about it. Well, I go to the rock of my salvation, the stone that the builders rejected. Run to the mountain and the mountain stands.
But on the horizon, the solid rock I stand.
When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock one more time. Well, I go to the rock of my salvation, the stone the builders rejected. That solid rock. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend,
I can go to the rock.
Oh, we go to that great rock of ages.
I go to the
Lord Jesus Christ. Give him a hand clap of praise. Glory. Oh, he's worthy. He alone is worthy. Oh, he's worthy. Glory. Go ahead and give him a good hand clap. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the stone the builders rejected. Run to the mountain and the mountain stands.
All around
today, church. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. You know, those builders, people today are turning away from the rock. They're turning away from all the stability that's left in the world. The message of this hour. They're turning away. The more they turn away, the more I want to run to it. The more I want to be involved with it. The more I want it to be part of me. The more I want to be part of it. Do you love Him with all your heart this morning? Give Him one more hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's sing this little song this morning. Brother Harry, I love the way you sing it. We love the way we get to help you. I held on. Somebody say, no, it ain't you holding on. But your desire is what He's looking at. You got a desire to hold on. Sometimes you feel like throwing in the towel. Sometimes you feel like, what's the use? But I'm going to tell you something. There's something in you that says, you shut your face. You're going to church and you're going to believe. Because it's the only thing in this world that's worth standing for. The Word of the Lord. It's the only thing we've got, church. And you know what? It's the only thing we need. Somebody say amen. Sing it, buddy.
You ask me how it is that I'm still standing.
Thank you, Father.
You wonder how I made it through the storm.
Thank you, Lord.
I can't boast of any special power.
Oh, it's the truth.
It's no secret. I just held on. Lessons I can call
my own.
Many times I wonder if I would make it.
Oh,
but while I was wondering,
thank you, Father.
I just kept holding on.
And I held on till the storm.
Tell the things are finally happening.
Thank you, Lord.
Cause I've got blessings.
Thank
I can
you,
call my
Thank
own.
You, Lord Jesus. Oh, we love you, Father.
Many times I've wondered
we love
if
you, Father.
I would make it.
Oh, let's worship the Lord.
But while
bit,
my flesh was wandering, my seed just kept holding on.
Oh,
I held on.
I'm great, not because I'm strong. I just feel low. Hallelujah. Amen. And with that being said, Brother Justin, come on to the platform. Be getting ready to give us a song. With that being said, something keeps holding me. I tell you what, if you'll hold on, he'll hold on greater.
Amen.
You just show him your desire that you want to make it. He's got something for you.
Yes, sir.
He'll make a way for you to make it every time if you want to. How many of you want to?
Amen.
How many of you want victory?
Yes,
how many of you want to make it above everything else in this world? He's got a way for you to make it.
Amen.
Do you believe it with all your heart? Give him one more hand clap of praise. You love him this morning. Something keeps holding me every day I see, helping me faithfully overcome my trials,
guiding me constantly.
Somebody say praise the Lord. You can be seated. Thank you so much for singing so good this morning. Appreciate you with all my heart. I want to say I know the Phillips family is just very, very happy here in the service this morning. Brother Boaz Phillips, where is he at today? Brother Boaz, raise your hand. Where are you at in the building? Somebody help me point him out. Way back here. He's been gone. He's been gone about 3 years, and he's back home for just a little while going back. But, buddy, we're glad to have you home. You're not visiting, you're home. Don't you never forget that. This is home, okay? Praise the Lord. Give Brother Justin a good hand as he gets ready to sing for you this morning. Love you, buddy.
Angels see you face to face. their place and pour out my heart to you. 'Cause what they don't understand is to know your grace firsthand, how it feels to love like I do. Yes, you bring me to my knees with your kindness. There's nothing that I can hold back, but live a life that says you give me every song with my every breath. I'll make your mercy known with every soul.
Brother Brandon's going to give us a song this morning. We actually got more songs. We'll have time, but we'll get the rest of them just as soon as time will allow in the next service. So the rest of you just get ready to sing a little bit later, okay? Give Brother Brandon a nice hand as he gets ready to sing this morning.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white and be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for the mansions bright and be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are for your garments spotless are they, white as snow. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
About the last verse here.
Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood? Cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you washed in His blood? You know, it's a glorious thing when a prophet told us when he looks at you, the only thing he sees is the blood. That's a blessing, isn't it? You want my coat? It won't fit. Praise the Lord. Love Brother Louis. You got to. Pray for him. Amen. It's good to be a Christian this morning, isn't it? Certainly appreciate the Spirit of the Lord that was in the service last night, and I just trust something was said to be a blessing and a help and an encouragement to you. That's our only desire in this hour, is to get out of here, just to leave this whole world, be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Oh, won't it be glorious when we all gather safely on the other side? Amen. Let's just bow our heads together this morning before we look into His Word. I wonder how many have a need this morning. God bless you. Heavenly Father, we come to You this morning, Lord, and truly, Lord, we are a needy people, Lord. Lord, we come to the fountain of life this morning, Lord. Lord, we have no doubt many needs upon our hearts this morning, God, and things, Lord, that we would need You to pass by our way once again, Lord. But Lord, we are so thankful that we don't come to a church this morning, Lord, that's dead and don't believe in a God that can heal and a God that can save. But Lord, we come to the living God this morning, Lord, and we bring all of our needs to You this morning, Lord, knowing that, Lord, You will meet our need, Father. And Lord, I pray for every person here today, God, that raised their hand, Lord. Behind that hand there was a need, Lord. And Father, I pray that, Lord, we would just come to You this morning, Lord. And Father, no doubt our needs and our situations would be great upon our mind this morning, Lord. But Father, that's what the enemy would love to do, is just to keep that up on our mind and keep our mind off of Your Word this morning. But Lord, we believe that You're more than able to pass by our way this morning and meet that need, that we can leave rejoicing that God is still able. And Lord, I pray that we would just come together this morning, Lord, as Your prophet taught us, Lord, and we would pull up on the gift of God this morning, Lord. And Father, may You anoint us afresh today, Lord. The service last night was such a blessing to our heart, God, and to be in Your presence. But Lord, we know that service is now history, Father. We must take that service and apply it to our Christian walk. But Lord, we stand here again today, Father, needing something else from Your Word, Lord. So God, I pray that You would move among Your people today, Lord. Father, I pray You would just strengthen our lives in Your Word today, God. Lord, I pray for Brother Donnie, Lord, and those would be traveling. Lord, may You just be with them, dear God. Bring them back home safely, Father. Lord, I pray we would just get ourselves out of the way today, God, that You could come and speak to our hearts today, Lord. We just want to say we thank You, Lord, and we love You for all that You do for us, God. We just worship You today in Jesus Christ's name we pray. And the bride said,
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. If you have your Bibles this morning, we'll invite you to the book of Galatians chapter 2. We certainly want to say it's been an honor and a privilege to be with you this weekend. And I just, as I said, trust something was said last night to be a blessing to you. And appreciate Brother Donnie for inviting us this way. And just appreciate Brother Donnie and his ministry and what he stands for. And you know, there's one thing about preaching here, you've got a liberty in the Word. And that's one thing I love, is a liberty in the Word. Some places you go, you don't have that liberty to preach the
fullness of the word, but that's one thing I told Brother Donnie one time after I got done preaching. I said, your people love the word. That's what was going to get us out of here is the word. Amen. So where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Amen. Amen. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Book of Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. The Bible says this, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. May God add the blessing through his word as you're seated this morning. You love the Lord. Amen. I want to speak to you again today on the revival of manifestation. And I know some of you weren't here with us last night, so I'm going to preach fast. As Brother Darrell says, I'll preach fast, you amen fast, and we'll get done fast. Amen. So I want to continue looking this morning, and if I could, I would like to pull maybe a little thought out of that scripture that we read on the life which I now live. And Brother Branham was preaching a message and looking at the unseen. And my, those are some powerful messages that the prophet preached on, looking at the unseen. Now, Brother Branham says this. He says, praise him with all your heart. He's closing the meeting and he's closing the service now. And he's saying, praise him with all your heart. He said, get up out of your chairs everywhere. He said, be well and healed in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, God bless you, brother. Step out of there and go on home. He said, make you well. He said, while you're standing on your feet and praising God. He said, how many wants that? He said, you raised your hands a while ago and believes that God will hear my prayer for the salvation of your soul. He said, how many believes that? He said, come on, walk right down the aisles here now. He said, right down to receive Jesus. He said, keep your hands up and keep looking at the unseen. Now, I love this statement that Brother Branham makes here. He says, keep your hands up, keep looking at the unseen. He said, that little pulsation in your heart, he said, is he pulsating to you? He said, that little pulsation in your heart. He said, is he pulsating to you? He said, and this is when the Lord took over the prophet's voice and he began to speak. I'm the Lord that raised up Christ from the grave. I'm the one that sent the Holy Ghost. I'm the one that gave the promise. Brother Branham has nothing to do in this. He has surrendered his life to me. I'm using his spirit. I'm talking through his lips. And that's me. I'm the Lord. And he says, come down. Now that verse there, that statement that Brother Branham said, is he pulsating to you? And I wonder this morning if we could ask ourselves that. Is he pulsating to you? You know, when I hear Brother Branham say that, I think of what he says here in the message of spoken word is the original seed. He said, if you want a church, he said, start with the word of God. He said, do you want a life of God? Start with the word of God. He said, accept the word of God. Not just accept it, but accept it in its fullness. He said, accept it in its fullness. Every measure of the word of God. He said, and if that is the fullness of God in you, then the rain that's falling will produce exactly what's in your garden. Amen. So if the rain of God that is falling here this morning, if there is a true seed as we looked at last night, if there is a Son of God seed in a Son of God, it will produce exactly what the seed said it will produce. In this hour, as we was looking at last night, upon this revival of manifestation, God has so desired for years to manifest himself to a group of people. But because of denominational barriers and because of denominational systems and because of man's ideas and man's theologies, that has been bound. But as he said, in this hour, there has been a promising of a loosing of the Holy Ghost that would come in every heart. It would come in every life. It would be more than an emotion. It would be the very evidence of God dwelling in human bodies on this earth. What is the manifestation anyhow? It is something embodying something, and Christ embodying sons and daughters of God and manifesting Christ on the earth once again. Now he said, if you want a church, he said, you start with the word of God. He said, you want a life of God, you start with the word of God. So this morning, the basis of our life, the basis of our walk should still be the word of God and the word of God only. Not what I think, not what you think, but what the word says.
Now I think of this question that Brother Branham asked, and I think it's a powerful question. As he says, is he pulsating to you? He's asking the people, is Christ pulsating to you? And truly we all this morning are here, and we all have a desire this morning. We all have a desire to do something. We all have a desire to go somewhere or to be something. But in this hour, we have a desire, and that desire should be real life. It should be true life. It should not just be natural life, but it should be eternal life. For St. John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Let me say this morning, there's nothing in this world that will produce life. It'll only produce death. But in this hour, when it's such an age of death and such an age of gross darkness, God provided a message that would be light in darkness. It would be light in death. Death. It would be our very hope. It would be what we're clinging to this morning. Let me say this morning. If you're holding on to faults and failures and building your walk with God on that, we've got a problem this morning. We've got a word that we ought to build everything that we are upon the promise of God's infallible word. Because He is our way. He is the truth. And He is the life. Now this word, as I begin to study this on the pulsation, this word pulsation means it produces a regular throbbing, or it produces something to excite you. It produces something. It produces a regular throbbing. So it's not something that comes, and it's not something that goes. Let me say this morning. The Christian walk this morning is not something that comes, and it's not something that goes. It's something that's Monday morning. It's Tuesday morning. It's Wednesday morning. It's every day 365. It is a rough and rugged road. But if the pulsation of Christ is on the inside of your soul, there is a desire in there. And there ain't enough devils out of all hell that can rip the pulsation of Jesus Christ out of the heart of a son or daughter of God. By God's grace. Amen. So it's something that's regular. So it's something that's consistent. Oh, I love that. It's something that's not there one day and gone the next, but it is consistent. You know, I hear Brother Branham say in return in Jubilee, he said, wait ye in the city of Jerusalem until you're endued with power from on high. Oh, what would it be this morning if that same power that fell back there would fall among us this morning? People say, oh, I wish I was living in the days of Paul. I wish I lived in the days of Brother Branham. Let me say this, Paul is gone, but the God of Paul is still alive this morning. Amen. Brother Branham may be dead, but the God of William Branham is alive this morning. And if that seed lay in the heart of anybody this morning, if the Holy Ghost of God would fall among this morning, it'll produce the same thing it produced in the upper room. It'll produce the same thing this morning. Why? Because God, His word is true this morning. It stands to be tested. It stands to be proved. He says, what is it? He says, that's the inheritance. Not go join this one and go join that one or join this one. Wait till the power comes from on high. He said, how long? They was up there. They might have waited. It didn't matter. He said, how long until? Brother Terry, wait how long? One day, 2 days, 3 church services, 4 church services. They just said, wait until ye be endued with power from on high. How long until? One day, 2 days, wait until. Let me say this morning. Sometimes we'll have to wait longer than we think we ought to have to wait. But oh, brother, sister, there is a blessing in pressing. There is a blessing in waiting on God to manifest the promise of His word. Let me say this tonight or this morning. You might have a desire to receive the Holy Ghost in your soul this morning. And you might come and get prayed for. And you don't get the Holy Ghost then. Don't give up. Don't turn around. Keep believing that God is still able to give you the Holy Ghost. Don't, Brother Bram said, don't take some little emotion, some little frustration. He said, wait there until you are dead. Oh, brother, sister, wait there until you are dead. Dead. There's nothing there. You're dead. And Christ can come in and possess. The resurrection can come in and resurrect that temple because there's nothing there fighting the Spirit of God. You've died to every idea. You've died to every man's doctrine. You've totally surrendered. Listen here, why did Brother Branham get so possessed by God and God speak out of his lips? Because he had died to the very presence of Almighty God and said, Lord, you speak out of me. Hey, it'll be a great day when we start saying, not my will, but thy will be done. It'll be a great day when we can completely and totally sell out everything we are, everything we possess, and say, God, I come to you this morning and I need you. Brother Ram says, and buried. So you're dead and you're buried and you're born again anew in Christ Jesus. And every pulsation of your life, every pulsation of your life beats out Jesus Christ. We can possess that this morning. That every beat, every pulsation of your life beats out Jesus Christ. Testifies of Jesus Christ. Walks according to the way he would have us to walk. He says, that way you go. He said, so you can see the life of Christ reflected in your living. So you can see the life of Christ reflected in your living. Now we have this morning in our bodies what we call, or what we would call, a pulse. Has everybody got one? Anybody? We've got in our body what we possess, a pulse. And I believe that we possess that natural pulse. But I believe this morning that the bride of Jesus Christ possesses a spiritual pulse as well. I believe this morning that we possess something that reflects life within the believer this morning. Now, if somebody would fall over or pass out this morning, one of the first things somebody would check would be their pulse. To see if they're alive. To see if they've got life in them. Why? Because that pulse reflects life. There's something about that pulse that testifies in this body. There's still blood flowing. Oh, hallelujah. There's something that testifies in this body. There's still some life. There's still some movement. Oh, let me say this morning, I think it's time we need to start checking our spiritual pulse. We check our natural pulse, but what about our spiritual pulse? Have we got any blood of Jesus Christ on the inside of our heart this morning beating out Jesus Christ? That we've been dead, we've been buried, and we have been raised to the newness of life in Jesus Christ. We've got a spiritual pulse this morning. It is the very pulsation of the manifestation of Jesus Christ in this hour. Something is pulsating. Is he pulsating to you? Is he pulsating to you? The natural pulse keeps the blood flowing. But what about the spiritual pulse? Is there something there that's pushing you on when you don't feel like going on? Is there a pulsation of Christ this morning in the life of the believer that will testify, I have met him. I have met God. What this morning you would say, well, what is this life? Listen to what Brother Bram said in Thirsting for Life. Well, he says this several times. What is life? He says life. What is life? Well, life is what controls you. He said life is what controls you. Life is what makes you what you are. He said, and the life that is within you makes the written epistle read of all men. So what's actually going to help us to fulfill, and what's going to make us fulfill the scripture that God has laid out in this hour? It's going to be the pulse of the Holy Ghost of God on the inside of our soul this morning. It's going to be the pulse of revelation. I'm getting ahead of myself. He says a message in the path of life. He says, I love this. He said, now, life is the greatest thing that we could achieve. Life is the greatest thing that we could achieve. He said, there's nothing no greater than life. Now, I don't believe there's anybody this morning that woke up and desired death. Anybody? Huh? That's not the desire. Our desire is life. Our desire is to have a pulsation of God on the inside of our soul. Let me say this morning. That Brother Branham taught us that one of the last plagues that will strike the church will be spiritual death. It will be spiritual death. Oh, they're still shouting and they're still hollering. Come on, somebody. But the glory of the Lord, which is His Word, is gone, and spiritual death is now struck that place. But I say to you this morning, who has the pulsation of God on the inside of your soul, it ought to be beating out, God, I want life. I want to live for You. I want to serve You. I want to be all that You want me to be. I want to fulfill everything that Your Word said I could fulfill. I want to do that, God. When spiritual death would be falling all around us, there's still life. When spiritual death would be striking places, we've still got life. Why? Because He is life. Brother Renham says, now life is the greatest thing that we can achieve. He said, there's nothing no greater than life. But people's interpretation of life is what changes the whole picture. Because Brother Branham told the story of the woman that time in the motel room. He said she was running up and down the hallway. Said she was dressed indecent. Said she was hollering, yippee, this is life. But Branham said, that's not life. That's death. He said, that's not life. That is death. But people call life something. Oh, God. People actually look at death and they think that's life. Are you with me this morning? But I say to you this morning, that possesses the life of God. This is life. This is what life was meant to be. Not in a bar room somewhere. Not in a honky-tonk somewhere. Not running up and down the road high on dope. That's not what life is. Life is a manifestation of the very heartbeat of God. Living in every son and daughter of God. We possess life this morning. Brother Bram said, there's nothing no greater than life. If I could go to glory this morning and we would call it, go up there and could meet Abraham, where's the greatest, or say, what's the greatest thing there is, Abraham? He'd say, life. No matter what anything else is, life is the greatest thing that anyone can achieve. What would you give for life? Now there's people that say, I wish my life would end. But in reality, when they're laying on their deathbed, they're asking God for more life. Why? Because the devil comes in and tries to convince you what you've got is not life. It's bondage. But let me say this morning. This message is not bondage. This message is not captivity. This message is life this morning. It's life everlasting. It's the pulsation of God on the inside of His sons and daughters of God this morning. Is He pulsating to you? Is that life living inside of you? I love this quote Brother Bram says on what is life. He says, what is life? Tell me what life is, and I'll tell you who God is. For God is the abundant of life. For God is the abundant life. For God is life. You say you're driving this point home on life. I know, because I'm going somewhere by God's help. For God is the abundant of life. St. John 10:10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Let's just identify the thief this morning. It's Satan. He is a thief. He is a robber. He is a liar. He is death this morning. Come on, somebody. He is death this morning. And he has come to seek and to steal out. What did the Bible say? For Satan hath desired to sift you as wheat. Let me say this morning. Satan is walking up and down to and fro, trying his best to steal life out of you, because he knows his end is death. It's destruction. It has no promises of future. That's why your picture's on hell's wall this morning, because you are the very enemy of death. You are the very enemy of hell this morning, because Satan desired to stop God's plan of redemption. Satan desired to stop God's plan of life. Satan desired to throw a kink in the road and cause chaos. But Christ came down that he might redeem a group of people and they would be redeemed back to life. You are this morning the very pulsation of the life of God in this hour. I ask you this morning, how many churches have gathered around the United States of America this morning? They're quoting creeds. They're quoting what the bishops told them to preach. They're quoting what some man had an idea on the Word of God. But unto you that sit here this morning, under the auspices of the revealed Word of the hour, you have life this morning. I drove by a church this morning on the way to church. They was out there with flags, flagging people in the parking lot. And I know a thief preach in there. And I know some people that used to believe the message that now go to that church. And they pull that old good long coward excuse out. Well, they preach the same thing Brother Branham does, but they just don't say Brother Branham. I got a good Greek word for that: hogwash. Hogwash. You can't preach this message and deny the messenger. You can't say that God sent a prophet in this hour and deny his prophet. We are here this morning not preaching something some man said. We are preaching what God spoke in a prophet's ear, lip to ear, and spoke to him and said, you will be an invincible army. You will be the sinless, the spotless Lamb bride of Jesus Christ. That, my friend, is life. That, my friend, is the pulsation of the Holy Ghost of God, moving in every heart, changing every life. That's life. I'm sorry. Not a bunch of cowards ain't got enough backbone to say I can't live it. Where did that come from? I think I'll take a drink on that. Why kill the life of it? Stand up and say, I can't believe it. I don't believe it. I can't live it. So I'm going to walk away from it. Why fight it tooth and nail? Because, Brother Mike, they know there's life in it. They know there's a Holy Ghost in it. They know there's a power of a rapture in this message. And Satan is trying his best to stop this rapture, but he will not succeed. Brother Ram says there is a control tower of the soul, and one for the body, and each tower is a warning caller for the needs of the other. He said each one calls to the need for what the caller is calling for. It sends out a wave of warning. Amen. Brother Ram says, for instance, the flesh For instance, the flesh thirsts to satisfy the desires that's in the body, and the spirit desires for the things that's in the soul. Desire is, and many times these war, they war one against the other. So this morning, we have life, but we're battling desires. Oh, preach somebody. We've got life this morning, but we're still trapped in this flesh that's not saved. We're still warring between desires. We're still fighting. But let me tell you this morning, the seed of... Oh, you say you preach a lot about a seed. I know I do because I believe it. The seed on the inside of your soul is much stronger than the flesh that you're trapped in. The real you's not this flesh. The real you's not that flesh. The real you is the soul that God placed inside of you. And He knows the reason He placed you here is because He knows by God's grace you will take this flesh and you will crucify this flesh and say, yet I live, but not I, but Christ that liveth within me. The life that I now live. The Bible says desire is, and many times these war one against the other. We find there what a great trouble today is that too many people try to live between two desires. So the desire, the flesh, is still there. And the desire of the soul is still there. Like Brother Bram said about the white dog, the black dog. Whichever one you feed the most. But Brother Andrew, it's hard. We're struggling between this desire and struggling between this desire. It's not hard. Get the Holy Ghost. Get the Holy... Oh, it's hard on the flesh because the flesh wants to be catered to. The flesh wants to be told how good it is. The flesh wants to be told, oh, you're perfect. You don't need no preaching. You don't need the Holy Ghost. That's the desire of the flesh. But the real you inside of your soul says if it's... Oh, God. If it skins the hide off of me, somebody tell me the truth. Like Paul said, described in Romans 7:21, when I would do good, then evil is nigh. When, listen, he says, I love this. He says that, he said that when you're trying to do something worthwhile or go to make an effort to do something that's good, then you find out that there is a devil on every hand just to upset you. So when you try to do something good, there is a devil that's anointed out of the pits of hell to try and upset you. Oh, don't look so spiritual. There's a devil that's trying his best to anoint you. He's trying his best to upset you. He knows. Oh, let me say this. He knows the victory you possess. People say, oh, I don't know if I got anything or not. Let me tell you, the very evidence you've got something is the reason why the devil's trying to take it from you. You say, I don't know if I got the Holy Ghost or not, but the devil's fighting me tooth and nail. I'm praying and reading my Bible and studying and going to church, and I'm doing all that I know to do of what the Word taught me to do, and the devil's fighting me back and forth. Well, I'm not saying that that's the evidence, but that sure is a good evidence that the devil ain't got you yet. He's trying his best. He's trying his best. But let me tell you this. Die out to yourself. Die out to your will. Die out to flesh. And say, God, these two desires that are warring on the inside of me, I don't want to go the way of the flesh because it leadeth to destruction. But that seed of God inside of my soul is only here to transport me back to where I came from. I came from God, and I will go back to God. The war. The desire that says do what's right. And then that desire says, but don't do what's right. The desire that says really dedicate your life to God and watch God bless you.
But the desire of the flesh that says, well, I don't know. It's too hard. And may I tell you this morning, the devil knows each and one of us better than we know ourselves. I'll say amen for you. The devil knows. He studies us. Brother Carter, he watches us. He watches us in the morning. He watches us in the afternoon. He watches us in the evening. The devil is always watching because he's got an alt in his heart against a holy God. And he's trying his best to stop what God has placed inside of you. So he's watching this and he's watching that. He knows what makes you mad. He knows what causes you to fall. He knows what keeps you out of the house of God. And that's why he supplies it every Wednesday night. He knows what will keep you out of the house of God. He knows what will keep you away from God. And the devil says, I've got to keep producing it. But feed the seed. Stop trying to war on your own. Stop saying, I'll have a manifestation of Christ. I can do it myself. Let the seed do it. That's what he placed it there for. He watches us. He tries to trap us. Get us to say things we'll regret to one another. Oh, preach somebody. Huh? He'll try to get us to, well, you know, so-and-so offended me, so I'm not going to shake their hand. He's watching you. That's all it takes to keep some folks out of church. It amazes me. Some folks go to church for a handshake, and some folks won't come because they didn't get their hand shook. Don't make sense to me. This should be our determination every time we walk through those doors. If nobody shakes my hand, I'm going to praise my God. If nobody calls my name, I'm going to worship my God. If nobody says how good I am, I'm going to give God my all. If nobody pats me on the back, I'm going to praise my God. Because I'm not an entertainer, I'm not a sitter, I'm not a pouter, I'm a shouter, I'm a worshiper, and I'm worshiping the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, he will show up and he will manifest every single promise that he's placed in his word. That's the real desire. That's the real faith. That's the real gene seed of God. Brother Charlie's wanting me to hit somebody. Must be the devil. Hallelujah. It's time. He gives you black eyes. He gives you dead church services. It's time you give him one. I was standing in an airport, coming home from a meeting in Canada, I think it was. Had to be at the airport at 4 o'clock that morning. Now let's just face it. Let's just face it. You're there, but you're really not there. And I went in and I checked in and I'd done all the stuff you got to do. Sign your life away. I did it all. And I went and I got in line, you know, and I thought, well, this plane ain't leaving no time soon, so I'm going to get a cup of coffee. So I went over and I got me a cup of coffee and I stand there. And as I was standing in line, I noticed there was these two women walking by and they were holding hands. And everybody was just looking and grinning like it was something wonderful. And I thought, that's just how quick Satan has pulled the wool over people's eyes. That people used to look at it and say it's disgusting, but now they look at it and say it's blessed. Who's blessing? It's what I want to know. I said, who's blessing the perversion that's coming out of the pits of hell? It ain't my God. And I thought, this is not normal. Well, they went on by me, you know, and so we got in line to get on the plane in that little tunnel you got to walk down. And they were two people behind me in line. I thought, great. And this lady comes running down the aisleway screaming, wait on me, wait on me, hold up, wait on me. I thought, what are they hollering about? Well, she was pushing two babies. She was pushing twins in a carriage. And she was screaming, I missed my flight. I missed my call. I need to get on before everybody else. Well, it just so happened that one of these knew that woman pushing the carriage. And she jumped out and she said, oh, let me help you. It's so good to see you. She said, them's lovely babies. She got back in line and looked at her partner, I guess is what you'd call it, and said, that's just, we would just love to have children. And I thought in my soul, be spiritual. But what is it? It's a war. We are in a war. And they're fighting us. And they're fighting against us. Let me say this. I'm not saying for one second that they can't be set free from that spirit. But that spirit's a lot stronger than a lot of people think it is. It's possessing person after person. And America's saying it's okay. But let me say this. I thank God, Brother Orville, for a prophet of God and a message that said there's two desires. There is the desire of the flesh and there is the desire of the soul. And if we feed the desire of the soul, by God's grace, we will lead this flesh to a crucifixion. We're not playing here this morning. We're wrestling against spirits. We're not playing here this morning. We're fighting against principalities. We're fighting devils that ain't nobody ever fought before. But I want the devil to know he can produce as many of them as he wants to. But we're going to be whipping devils. We're going to be whipping devils like never before because we refuse to give in to the desires of the flesh. People wants to give in to the desires of the flesh and then they want God to bless it. God blesses His Word. Oh, mercy. I guess I better hurry up. Psalm 16:11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. And the path of life is not Satan's path. The path of life is God. The path of life is His Word. The path of life is eternal life. The path of life, He says, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At the right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Let me hurry up here. Brother Bram says this in Ephesians Church Age. That's where we cut off last night. He said, now the Word most definitely sets forth that from before the foundation of the world, the purpose of God was to share His eternal life with man. But that life could not and would not be shared in any other way than through the way of God manifest in flesh. No other way other than God manifest in flesh. So what are we seeing on the other side? Satan knows what God's going to do. So Satan says, I'm going to do the same thing he's going to do. And I'm going to come down and manifest myself in flesh. Mary was expecting the Lord Jesus inside of her womb. But when He was born. So notice, in order to bring forth the manifestation, to bring forth life, there must be a birth. Oh Lord. There must be a birth to bring that into the world. So when she was pregnant with Jesus in her womb, she was expecting. But when that baby Jesus was born, that was the manifestation. Oh, preach with me right here, somebody. That was the manifestation of the expectation that was inside her womb. Well, Brother Andrew, I don't know about that. Brother Branham said that the church is pregnated and the bride is pregnated with something. We are bringing forth the Word. We are bringing forth Christ. We are bringing forth life by the grace of God because life is on the inside of us. Amen. So what did he say? I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. So I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I. Now think about this. This is a paradox, really. Paul says, I am crucified with Christ. So at that point, he would be dead. Oh, glory. But then he turns around and says, nevertheless, I live. Oh, I'm about to shout. I am crucified with Christ, but nevertheless, I live. They must have thought Paul was crazy. Church, I'm crucified with Christ. He's still living, yet I live. Not I. Now we found the key. Now we found the problem is that I disease. Well, I done this and I done that. But Paul says, I'm not going to give that devil that's so war against my flesh, that's persecuted against my flesh. I'm not going to give him 1 ounce of ground to stand on. I'm going to put him in his place and tell him that I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Let me say this morning. Is there any sons of God here? Is there any daughters of God here? It's not you living this morning. It's not what I've done. It's not what you can do. It's what Christ on the inside of us is more than able to do this morning. Is he pulsating? Is he pulsating to you? So how does Paul live? So the life which I now live. So apparently Paul's got new life. The life which I now live in the flesh. Oh, so Paul wasn't converted, taken out of the flesh, and lived outside the flesh. But Paul whipped the devil while he was still in the flesh. Don't you see the revival of manifestation? Is God wants to see somebody do again what he done when he was here, manifested in the flesh. He whipped the devil. He took him to the highest pinnacle of the temple and said, fall in and worship me and I'll give you all of this. But he looked at him and he said, it is written. Oh, God. It is written, and Jesus whipped the devil. Let me say tonight, you have, or this morning, you've got the power of the Holy Ghost inside of you. Stop giving your flesh excuses. Stop telling your flesh, well, this is just the genes. It was, oh, this is just my inheritance. Stop giving the flesh one more ounce of your being and put the flesh in its place this morning and say, I am crucified with Christ. Yet not I live, but Christ that liveth within me. He is pulsating inside of me this morning. The life which I now live. The pulsation of eternal life. So a pulsation is something exciting. Pulsation is that regular throbbing of the blood going through. Oh God. Let me say this morning. Our blood may be type A, it might be type B, but the real blood of the sons, oh God, but the real blood of the sons and daughters of God, let me say this morning, it is type C for Christ. The blood, what's the song say? The blood that now flows through my veins. It's the royal blood of the Lord Jesus that saved me. Let me say this morning, church. It's time we tear down barriers in between us. Well, so-and-so don't look like me. So-and-so don't act like me. If you're in the family of Almighty God this morning, we don't stand divided. We stand as one this morning. We stand as a body of believers this morning. with the same blood of Jesus Christ flowing through our veins. Oh, glory to God. So there must be there to stimulate something. There must be something to stimulate the pulsation. Revelation chapter 6, verse 5. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, "Come and see." And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the fourth beast say, "A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine." I'm about to preach myself happy. Amen. Here, he's saying, I heard a voice in the midst of four beasts, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine. Now go with me on a trip, to a prophet of God in 1963, standing up and preaching the opening of the seven seals. That's what I say, buddy. Wow. And just, Brother Bam says this. Now he goes through, I love, if you haven't listened to the third seal in a while, I recommend you go listen to it. Brother Branham begins to preach on this, and he begins to talk about our day and the manifestation of Christ in our day. And then he comes up to open up this seal to let us see what is actually happening. He says, and just as that church is, that kind of antichrist church progresses. So notice we are dealing with the spirit that's trying its best to choke the life out of the message of the hour. Don't get quiet on me. It's trying its best to choke the life out of you. It's trying its best to choke the life out of me, because there's anything Satan hates, and that antichrist spirit is he hates to see life. He hates to see life. He hates to see a product of God's amazing grace. Oh, I don't know about you this morning, but I can raise both of my hands and say, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me." I can testify this morning that by God's grace, we are the product of amazing grace. We are sitting here. We are sitting here as trophies of grace. So that kind of antichrist spirit, church, just progresses. I love this. So if the antichrist spirit progresses, so the bride comes along with different things. So the antichurch progresses on taking the word from people. Are you with me? Progresses on killing the move of God. But Brother Branham said, well, if the antichrist system is progressing, then the bride's progressing too. Oh, hallelujah. If the antichrist spirit is bringing in death, there's a God moving among a bride that is ushering in life. That is ushering in life, eternal, real, genuine, true life. He says, through justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost. Just moving right on, see? Just like that. Only they've taken revival first, and the church is taking it last. So hold on while all these denominational churches are screaming, "We've got revival. We've got revival." Hold on, little bride. Hold on. Let them shout about what they ain't got. and let us shout about what God's grace has placed right in our lap this morning. This is the bride's revival. This is the manifestation of Christ. Brother Branham said God was the manifestation, or Christ was the manifestation of God. Let me say this, little bride, you are the manifestation of Christ on the earth. All that God was, He poured into Christ. And all that Christ was, He poured into the church. So the first three stages then went to the dark age. Then the third three stages come with the church out from justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost, incarnate God made manifest among us.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Now the first stage, he says, the white horse, he was just a teacher. But an antichrist spirit in its doctrine and its quality. It was innocent. Don't you see that same spirit trying to creep right around us? Innocent. Innocent. Well, my question is, what are you innocently trying to do? But what did he do? He started his ride back then. That antichrist spirit that tries to kill a move of God. Are you hearing me this morning, church? So it starts out real innocent. He said, it couldn't hurt nothing, seemed like, just going on. But now we find the key, Brother Terry. That's the way Satan comes in. Oh, he said, he's a slick bird. That's why Mama slipped over a few weeks ago to see her daughters. Oh, God. Because he's sly and come in real humble, you know. Well, I don't want to drive that nice car. I'll just drive a little simple car. Friends, it's the spirit of Antichrist trying its best to choke out the life of God. What are they doing? Uniting. 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 Let's all come together. Let's all speak in tongues. Let's all pray together. Let's pray fire down out of heaven. What is this? A prophet said it was coming. And my question is, why in the name of God are message people sitting there dying service after service reading what a prophet of God said is fixing to happen? We ought to be crying out this morning, God, make sure I got the Holy Ghost. God, make sure I'm ready. God, things are happening right before my eyes. I don't want you to pass me by. These things are coming to pass. Why are nations breaking? Because the word of God said they would.
The day the Pope came in America, I sat at the pharmacy. I was there at the Walmart. I was walking by the pharmacy. And this lady was sitting there on a bench. And she looked at me and she said, well, you look like a Christian. I said, well, I am. God bless you. I said, are you? She said, yes, I'm a Christian. She said, I'm a Pentecostal. I said, well, God bless you. She said, the world's in a terrible shape, isn't it? I said, yes, ma'am, it sure is. She said, but guess what? I think this Pope's going to turn it around. And then, what really knocked me on the ground was she said, he's just like Jesus. And I thought, woman, I think you need to pick your medicine up.
What is he doing, Brother Dow? He's easing his way in. Let me tell you something. He's got the Baptist. He's got the Methodist. He's got denominational churches. But what does he want to do, Brother Rob? He wants to slide his way right in where there's life. But there ought to be some sons and daughters of God here this morning that says the last thing you're going to do is take my Holy Ghost from me. The last thing you're going to do is rob me of what God has done for me. The last thing you're going to do, devil, is take my family out of the house of God. The last thing you're going to do is take this message down. My God will stand for those who stand for Him. We will not bow. We will not bow. Why? Because our name is on the Lamb's book of life. Sealed there. We won't bow.
Well, I'm just going to preach.
Amen. We won't bow.
When Satan finally does lay down and take a nap, if he ever does, he has nightmares. And you know what his nightmares are? He says, I've blinded some. I've blinded denominational churches. They're all worshiping me. Go stay the message. The Bram said they're worshiping by the millions and billions and don't even know it. Satan sits back and thinks, I've got them all, but oh, that one group on the hillside. Let's go. It's Wednesday night. It's funny. Some people come to church and the devil comes and they don't. Woo! Preach somebody. The devil says, it's Wednesday night. I've got one more chance to go up there and try to deceive somebody. I've got one more chance to go and try to get that last group. Listen to me tonight. The Baptist is not a trophy on his wall. The Methodist is not a trophy on his wall. What is a trophy on the wall of hell would be for him to choke the life out of a son or daughter of God and take you to hell. But let me say this morning, devil. We're not of this old stock. We are a New Testament church, and we are rising up in the power, in the admonition, in the anointing, in the power of the Holy Ghost. We are the bride. We are the ones that Satan wants to blind our eyes. We are the ones that Satan wants to choke the life out of us, but he won't do it. I felt sorry for that poor lady. I really did. Satan has so blinded their eyes that this vicar in the stead of Christ, in the stead of God, is just like Jesus. Can I take a time out? I've got 4 minutes and I'll quit. There's no God like our God. There's no God like our God. Did you hear that, devil? There's no God like our God. Did you hear that, devil? There's no God like our God. Nowhere in the heavens, nowhere in the earth, nowhere is there a God like Jehovah. He'll be put beside nobody. He will stand above them all. And his name is Jesus, not Pope Francis. His name is Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every Catholic will have to bow. At the name of Jesus, every demon's going to have to fall. At the name of Jesus, America once again is going to realize he's still King of Kings and Lord of Lords. There's no God like our God, and that God is among us this morning. No God, Brother Mac. No God like my God. Buddha's in the tomb. Muhammad's in the tomb dreaming this morning. But my God's up and alive. No God like our God. Oh, I feel like shouting. No God like our God. There's no God can come by when you're about ready to give up and say, why are you going to give up? Let's keep going and give you strength and keep you going. No God like our God. Let me close with this. Now, the next thing we find out, that the devil controls all politics. that's ever been or ever will be. That's Democrat and Republican. And independent. The devil controls it all. And if there's anything, Brother Wes, I can't understand is why people tell me, well, and people around the message, well, Brother Andrew, have you read about Donald Trump? I mean, he's a real Christian and he's really doing this. Oh, have you read about this one? Let me tell you something. As good as I believe some of those men might be as far as Christian morals, there is nothing, and you hear what I said this morning, there is nothing that will change this nation. A prophet of God stood and cried out and said, judgment hangs over this nation. Nothing's going to change it. There's only one thing that's going to help you and I out. It's not Hillary Clinton, because I ain't got time to wait on an email. It's the Lord Jesus Christ to rapture us right out of this world someday. Nothing else but a rapture is going to set us free. Nothing but a rapture and going back where we come from. Nothing but a rapture. Let me find a place to close. Y'all kill a preacher around here. So together Satan possessed these powers. And whoever did not agree with his command, who's going to say anything to him? See, Brother Brown says, see, he rode his top red horse through human blood till it become a red horse. He said, now here is the mystery of the black horse according to what was revealed to me. Have I got time to finish this? Honestly, I don't want to hold you too long. He has started riding him in the time of the dark ages. That's what the dark horse represented. The dark ages. For it was a time of midnight to the true believer that was left. I'll say this morning, look out there. It's dark. And it's only going to get darker. But why, Brother Calvin, are we still raising our hands and shouting the praises of God? Why are we still believing in a power of the Holy Ghost? Because it was dark, it was midnight to the true believer, and it's come right back around, and it's midnight to the true believer once again. But listen to me this morning. We will not bow to these spirits because Christ lives on the inside of us, and how can the Holy Ghost bow to the Antichrist? It can't do it. Now, I'm getting where I want to close. Now, all hope's gone, he said. No hope at all. Everything looked dark for the little believers. They had no hope of politics. They had no hope of state. They had no hope of church. They had no hope of nothing. It all looked dark. Glory. He said, that's the reason it's represented a dark horse. But he said, look, all hope is gone now. But look, his balance of his scales is in his hand, you see, calling out a measure of wheat for a penny and three measures of barley for a penny. See, actually that is, wheat and barley is natural staff of life. So if he can stop the flow of wheat and stop the flow of barley, he can stop life. I'm not very smart, but I thought that up on my own. If he can stop wheat, and if he can stop barley, he can stop life. But I want to remind hell once again before we close. We started strong, let's finish strong. He said that's what bread and stuff's made from, you see. But he was charging for this. He was charging for prayer by the priest to pray people out of his purgatory. You might be the poorest person in this building. You might not have enough money to buy a meal after church. But you ought to be the happiest person in this building.
We're not walking around this morning trying to pay a priest, beating ourselves for our sins, trying to go to confession and confess to a man that needs to be confessing himself. We're not doing all that. We're standing here freed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We've been set free from denominational systems. We've been set free from Catholic ideas. We've been set free from worldlyism. We ought to be the happiest people on the hillside this morning.
And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see thou not hurt the oil and the wine. Notice, he said, here's the good part now. See thou hurt not the wine and the oil. Just a little bit of it left, brother. Don't you touch that. Woo! Because oil symbolizes the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Brother Branham gives some scriptures for the sake of time. We won't go into them, but he gives scriptures representing how oil and wine run together in the Bible. He said, now oil typifies the Spirit and wine symbolizes stimulation of revelation. Let me say this. If you got a revelation that don't cause some stimulation, I'd get a new revelation. Because this is fresh, brother. There might be just a handful of it left in that dark age, but there was still some predestinated, elected seed of God that would not bow to Roman Catholicism. Brother Branham says, boy, I like to run all over the place. It's a wonder I didn't wake up the neighborhood when the Lord showed me that. Stimulation of revelation. Oh, God. Stimulation of revelation. When the truth of a promised word of God has been truly revealed to his saints, that's filled with oil, they all get sleepy.
I've heard this once, and I've heard it twice.
It's not what they do. Huh. So when the truth of a promised word of God, when the truth of a promised word of God has been truly revealed to his saints, that's filled with oil. Ah, so maybe now we found the key of why the stimulation don't strike the revelation. Because we might have a lot of people full of revelation that ain't got no oil. Well, preach somebody. That's filled with oil. They all get stimulated. He said wine is a stimulation. He says glory. I feel it right now. Stimulated with joy. Stimulated with joy and with shouts. And when it does, it has the same effect upon them that wine does upon a natural man. Because when the revelation has been given of a truth of God, and the true believer, is there any among us? And the true believer filled with the oil, and the revelation is revealed, the stimulation becomes so great that it makes him behave himself abnormally. That's right, glory. Maybe that's what's the matter with them now. It makes him behave himself unseemly. A revival. A revival of manifestation. Well, I'll tell you what amazes me. Message people get excited about anything and everything. But church. Son. I preached at a church one night. Brother West, I preached my heart out. I said, God, I want to give you my best in this service. I give it my all. And they just sit there and stared at me like a mule staring at a new gate. And I thought, this is the revelation of the message. We're not preaching Doc Baptist doctrine. We're preaching the message. And they just sit there. I thought, well, these people don't get excited about anything. I spoke too soon. Because we went out to eat, and they found the TV closest, or they found the table closest to the TV, closest to the ball game. Oh, I'm hitting a home run and closing. They found the TV closest to the ball game, and they hollered, and they high-fived each other. They literally jumped up and down. And I thought, is this the same group I just preached to? Huh? Are you preaching against the ball game? No. But I'm saying this. Look here, I'm closing. I'm saying this. If we can get excited about a deer walking 25 yards within a tree stand, if we can get excited about a bunch of young boys kicking a dead pig across a football field, if we can get excited about dealers dropping their sale 50% off, I think it's time we have some life among us. I think it's time we stand up and rejoice in the revelation that God has sent us in this hour, the manifestation of the life of Jesus Christ back in the church once again. I think it's time some young people got on fire about Jesus. I think it's time this bride got on fire, got revived by the manifestation of Christ manifesting His Word. Let's stand to our feet. A revival of manifestation. Fleshly manifestations don't move me. Christ manifesting His Word does. Nobody got no darts or hand grenades, do they? Well, I hear the revelation, and it strikes my soul. It moves me. But I don't know what people would think about me if I actually said amen. I don't know what people would think about me if I actually testified one time that Christ is able to meet my expectations. I heard a man tell somebody one time, he said, do you realize that if the moon and the sky paid attention to all the dogs that howled at it all night long, it'd never shine? You know why this... Oh, God. The gospel don't shine, the gospel glows. You want to know why there's a church on the hillside this morning that's glowing with the anointing and the power of the message of the hour? Is because there's some seeds of God in here that don't care what the devil thinks about. They don't care what churches think about them. They don't care what their family thinks about them. They care about one thing, and that's they are the redeemed. They are the blood-bought purchased of Almighty God. Let hell come and let hell go. There is a bride on the earth that knows that she knows that she knows that she knows. The pulsation of life is on the inside of her, and it's just a few more days, and she's going to pulsate right out of here. Who cares? Let the howl. Let them howl. Let them howl. It won't stop the bride. You know what I call that? The howl of the hypocrites. They're the first ones to howl, Brother Michael. I told you shouldn't try it. I told them. Let them say they dedicate their life to God and then watch them backslide. I told them. We've got enough howling hypocrites. We don't need no more. The revival of manifestation. This is what happened for our redemption. Christ came down. Christ came down, became one of us, and manifested the Word of the hour. Now, the torch has been passed to us. Brother Jason Jackson had texted me a quote this morning where Brother Branham said they was run that girl had received the king's scepter and said she was running, screaming, "Get out of my way. I've got the king's message." That scepter vindicated. She had the king's message. Let me say, we're not holding a manual from headquarters. Amen. We're holding the king's scepter. Amen. And we're telling every devil in hell, get out of our way. Get out of our way, devil. Because you're either going to get in, get out, or get run over. Christ. Christ. Manifest yourself personally.
That's right.
Personally. To me. Hallelujah. But Bram says, now I've got another thing here and I want you to notice, he said. It was not one of the four beasts that said, don't touch the oil and the wine. Did you notice that? The four beasts had been talking. But watch. Let me just read out here just a little bit. He said, now a measure of penny for a wheat, for a measure of penny for a wheat, or for a penny of three measures of barley for a penny, and see that not hurt not the wine and the oil. Now look here, he said, and I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts. What was it, he said? The Lamb. What was it, he said? The Lamb. Amen. It wasn't the four beasts. The Lamb said it. Why? He's going to take his own that belongs to him. He's redeemed it. But the Lamb cried out right among them and said, but don't hurt the wine and the oil. That's right. Don't hurt it. Don't hurt it. You know why, Brother Terry? The Lamb spoke for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Lamb spoke for us. We will not bend and we will not bow by God's grace. Nothing we've done, by God's grace. Let's bow our heads here this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we love you today, Lord. Lord, we thank you for what you mean to us, Lord. Lord, above all things in this life, I want to thank you for revelation, Lord. Lord, somebody told me one time, Lord, they said, my, you sure preach a lot about revelation. I said, yes, it's what we need. Lord, we don't need such revelation that we feel so puffed up that we feel we know a little bit more than the next brother sitting next to us or our sister over on the other side of the church. Well, I know a little bit more than she does. Lord, that's not the kind of revelation we want, Lord. We want that stimulation of revelation, Lord. That pulsation of faith on the inside of our heart, Lord, that it beats out Jesus Christ every day. Lord, not just on Sunday morning or on Saturday night or Wednesday night or Sunday night or whenever, Lord, but the pulsation of faith, it beats out in our life every single day. Jesus is alive. There's life in this tabernacle. There's life in this temple, Lord. There's life here, God. We look around today and we thank you, Lord, for our natural life. We wouldn't want to trade it for nothing, Lord. We thank you for it. But, Lord, more than that, we want to thank you for the eternal life that rests on the inside of our soul, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Father, for your spirit that's moved among us this morning, Lord. Lord, I pray something was said some way, somehow, dear God, that we could realize that we are on the path of life, Lord. How Satan would love to come in and confuse us and tell us that this message is not the path of life and this message is not right. But, oh God, I pray this morning you would take your mighty hand and take some of that eye salve, Lord, and rub it in our eyes, God. If maybe the Laodicea sleepiness and tiredness has got us off of our path, may you rub it in our eyes today, dear God, that we could go out from here seeing, Lord, that you're still the same yesterday, today, and forever, that you did send us Elijah, that you did send us a prophet, God, not because you had nothing better to do, but to get a bride together, Lord. Lord, my heart just thanks today, Father, of how blinded the world we live in is, Lord. How they look to the Pope and they look to this man and they look to that man, and how they'll even step and say that and compare them people to you, Lord. Lord, I say forgive them, Father. Help them, dear God. Help us, Lord, to see there is no one like you, Lord. There is no one like you, Father. Lord Jesus, help us today, God, I pray. Maybe if there be some here today, Lord, that maybe they're not sure they're on the path of life, God. May they find that path today, Lord. May they find that path to revival, Lord. May they find that path to a revelation, God, of who they are in this hour, Lord. We so many times, Lord, we preach on Brother Branham said this about, you know, when the bride realizes who she is, the rapture will go. And truly we believe that, Lord. But help us today, God, that we know who we are, Lord, in this hour, Father. Lord, that we could be ready when you would come, Father. Help us, Lord, not to be sitting and just be discouraged and defeated all the time, Lord. That's the attack of the enemy. That's Satan's purpose, to come in and try to choke the life out of the church and choke the move of God out of the people. But oh God, may we bind together in faith today. May we bind together in love, Lord. May we drive those spirits back today by the power of the Holy Ghost. May we shake off tiredness. May we shake off lukewarmness. May we shake off cold and formalism. May we receive that fire of stimulation, of revelation back into our lives, Lord. May that same passion that was once there when we heard predestination preached, we said amen, because there was something inside of us, that seed just got so stimulated. I said, he's talking about me. Help us today, God, I pray. Is he pulsating to you today, friends? Is he pulsating to you? Is that pulsation of life, that pull of faith, as we looked at Simeon last night? Oh, he had a pulsation. It wasn't just a weekend pulsation. He had that pulsation ever since he got the revelation that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's Christ. Oh, won't you ask God to give you that pulsation today? Give it to me today, Lord. Forgive us of our sins. Forgive us of our failures, God. Help us today, Lord, to so surrender ourselves to you, Lord. Not that we could stand up and be another Brother Branham or try to produce something as Brother Branham did. No, that we could take what the prophet of God said and manifest in our lives, Lord. And be what you want us to be. And be that written epistle read of all men. And be that example that Christ is displayed in this hour, Lord. Satan, we refuse to believe your lies today. Your lies that says this is our inheritance of defeated and discouragement and depression. We adjure thee, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no authority on God's property. This is the blood-bought, hallelujah. This is the blood-bought purchased bride of Jesus Christ, Satan. You have not one right to lay a claim against her. She's been set free by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just raise our hands in His presence for a moment, friends. Thank Him for that pulsation today. You've got that pulsation in your heart today. As I said earlier, you may not have enough money to buy a decent meal after church, but if that pulsation is in your heart, you ought to be the happiest person this morning on this hillside. You ought to be saying, thank you, Lord. I've been set free from Roman doctrines. I've been set free from Catholicism spirits. God, you passed by a denominational church I was in, and you reached in and picked me up, and you brought me out. I just want to say, thank you, Lord. Lord, I was sick one day, but you passed by my way, and you touched my heart, Lord, and now I've been gloriously healed. I just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, friends, our life ought to be a constant thanking. Thank Him in the morning. Thank Him in the evening. Thank Him in the noonday. Thank Him all the time. Just be a thankful people that God placed that pulsation of faith, that pulsation of life. Lord, we want to ask you today, God. Lord, just as we would go to the doctor and sit down and have a physical checkup, and they would check our blood pressure and check this, and then they would want to check your pulse. And oh God, may you check our spiritual pulse today, God. Is it beating right? Is it beating Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. Is it at the level you want it at, God? Oh God, maybe some see you today with just a pulsation of, well, it's time to go to church. It's time to go to church. Lord, that's not the pulsation you give your bride.
You give your bride a pulsation that every day of her life, if she could, she would want to be inside this church, praising you, lifting her hands, worshiping the name that is above every name. Oh God, we want to declare today, Lord, there is no God like our God. There is no God like Jehovah. There is no God as mighty in battle and as strong as our God is. He is our healer when we're sick. He's our deliverer when we're bound. He's our joy when we're sad. He's our peace in confusion. He's our lover. He's our everything. You are our everything, God. Help us today, God, I pray. Help us today, Lord. The life that I now live. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. How Satan would love to pull the past life and put it right in front of you and keep you looking at that past life all the time. But I want to tell you today, what past? If it's under the bleach of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, what past? What past? The pulsation of life. So once again I ask you, is he pulsating to you? Well, he's pulsating to my pastor, he's pulsating to the song leader, he's pulsating. No. Is he pulsating to you? Is he pulsating to you? Let's worship him for a moment just before we go. Sing something for us, Brother Harry.
Turn your eyes.
Hallelujah.
On Jesus. Look for in his wonderful face. And the things of this world will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
So let's raise our hands to him right now.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
Look to him today, friends. Look to him today.
Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of this world will grow strange.
His glory and grace.
Quick for those that are out sick today. I think I heard a prayer request for Sister Betty Waller. I know Brother Jim Babb is still out. Brother Jackie Benton, all those that need a touch from the Lord. Let's just offer up a word of prayer right now. Let's believe God for them. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now, Lord. Lord, your prophet taught us that healing is the children's bread, Lord. And Lord, there's brothers and sisters, Lord, that the enemy has afflicted their body, dear God. But Lord, I'm asking right now in the name of Jesus Christ, may the Holy Ghost go to them wherever they may be, in the hospital, Lord, or at home, dear God. I'm asking right now in the name of Jesus Christ, may the Spirit of God move for them right now, Lord. Sister Betty Waller, Lord, you see the need in her body, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you pass by her way, Lord. Brother Jim Babb, right now, God. Lord, he's sick in his body, but Lord, I'm asking you, pass by his way, Lord. Brother Jackie Benton, Lord, a soldier of the cross, Lord, that's carried this gospel across the land, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you pass by his way, Lord. I pray for Brother Donnie and them, Lord. You would give them traveling mercies, Lord. And those, Father, that in the service this morning, Lord, as we would get ready to depart and go our separate ways, Lord. Oh, Lord, we want to say it's just been so good to be in your presence. It's been so good to just feel your spirit once again, Lord. To feel that stimulation of revelation strike our life, God. Oh, Lord, may it be more than just a weekend service, Father. But may it be a revelation that would manifest in the days to come, Lord. Oh, help us today, God. Help us, Father, I pray. Oh, Lord, go with the Father. Lord, I pray as the week
could go, Lord. How the devil's going to come and fight like never before. But, oh God, we have been equipped with a message. We have been equipped with a sword in this hour. We can draw our sword as sons and daughters of God and strike every devil down in the name of Jesus Christ. Grant it today, God, I pray. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, friends. I trust something's been said this week, and it'll be a blessing and help to you. Not a hurt, but a blessing. God bless you. Appreciate you, brother.
These guys eating.
Let's pray for Brother Louie. Heavenly Father, Lord, our brother stands here today, dear God. Lord, this enemy of diabetes has attacked his body, Lord. But Father, your prophet taught us, Lord, that it's just an enemy. It's just a disease of Satan. Oh, how the medical world has given these things scientific names and try to lift them up. But God, we have got a message in this hour to cut them down. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. May the Holy Ghost right now flow through my brother's body. May he be taken to Calvary for a blood transfusion right now. May the sugar diabetes go out of him right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. And may peace come to him. Oh God, we believe you're more than able, Father. Our brother's been faithful to you, God, to stand here year after year after year, Lord, and lead the congregation in songs. Oh God, he stood for you, Lord. Now we're asking you to pass by his way in the name of Jesus Christ. Take these things out of his body, Lord, that he could receive healing in the name of Jesus Christ. May we empty out our faith bank today, Lord, for our brothers and sisters in need, I pray. In Jesus Christ's name. Grant it today, God. In Jesus' name. God bless you, friends.
Praise the Lord.
Appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
Enjoy this guy.
Appreciate you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, it's been good to have been in church, I'll tell you that. Somebody say praise the Lord. Is Brother Joel Brown still in the house? Is he here? Brother Joel, come up here. We'll start singing it till you get here. As we leave this morning, where are you going? We're going up yonder. Somebody say praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a good hand clap of praise this morning. If anybody asks you where you're going, where I'm going someday soon, just tell them this. We're going up yonder.
I'm going up yonder. I'm going up yonder to be with our Lord.
Going up yonder. Yes, we're going up yonder. We're going and be with my power, Lord.
I can take the pain, the heartaches they bring, the comfort of knowing I'll soon be gone.
As God gives me grace,
oh yes, sir,
I'll
we're gonna run this race.
Till I see my Savior, till I see Him face to face.
I'm going up yonder. I'm going up yonder. I'm going up yonder.
Hallelujah.
We're going in the rapture. We're going in the rapture to be with my Lord.
Oh, I'm going in the rapture.
I'm going to be change.
I'm going to rapture.
I'm going in the rapture.
I'm going in the rapture to see our Lord.
Now I can take the pain, the heartache that it brings. It's comfort in knowing I'm going to soon be done with this old world. Now God will give me grace to run this Christian race. And then I'll see my Savior. I'll see Him for myself.
I'm going in the rapture.
He told me in His Word that I am going in the rapture. From here to there, I'm going in the rapture to be with my Lord. Hey, one day you will look for me and I will be gone. I'm going to put on my robe that's so long. I'm going to put on my new shoes and walk those streets of gold. He told me that I would be going in the rapture. He said in His Word that that's a promise for me. So you will look for me and no longer I will be. Because I'm going up yonder.
Yes, we're going up yonder. We're going up yonder to be with our Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Y'all better get out of here. We're going to start all over. God bless you. You're dismissed in the fear of the Lord. Go and have a great week. Remember, service Wednesday night. If anybody asks you, we're going up yonder. Get out of here. Going up yonder. We're going up.